Hello and welcome to another episode of the Win Your Daily Battles podcast, season 3. My name is Jamie and I'm the host for this show. Guess who's back, you guys? To all my avid listeners out there, I know I've been missing in action. And you're probably wondering, what the hell happened to her? Did cancer take over or what? Well, not really. It's more on life taking over. But I'm happy to be back. And I have great news. All this time I've been talking about this book that I wrote, and finally it is officially out on Amazon. I am now a self-published author of the book entitled That Shit Called Cancer: The Not So Subtle Art of Winning Your Life Back. So it's basically my breast cancer story combined with self-help tips. And if it's your first time to ever listen, my name is Jamie. I'm from the Philippines and have been based here in California for only 5 years while experiencing 4 recurrences with metastatic breast cancer. And I'm still here, rocking it and living life, even if sometimes my English buckles and I am struggling as an immigrant, finding my way in this big competitive land. I am still thriving and winning thanks to you guys, especially those who've been staying around in my journey. I super duper appreciate it. So what is my topic for today's podcast episode? I'm going to be talking about my book and why it's worth your $12.12. Actually, if you're listening all the way from the Philippines, I am about to release the local version of the book very, very soon, just so you don't have to pay for Amazon deliveries, because we all know how pricey that can get. So just please stay tuned on my social media handles when I make that announcement. So anyway, upward and onward for our episode for today. I have been in and out of the hospital last year. I had a total of 3 major surgeries. And while the pandemic was going on, and while I was busy saving my life, I wrote this book. So if you hear some crunchy sounds in the background, it's because I'm holding the physical book right here with me, and I cannot believe it's actually out. Now I feel so accomplished and legit as a self-published author. If you are craving to share your story, I highly encourage to write a book, because it's so easy to declare that you're going to write a book, but to actually make it isn't easy at all. You're going to have a lot of hurdles and a lot of self-critique going on in your heads before you can actually make the book happen. So in my case, my motivation to finish it is because I really thought I was gonna die last year, because cancer progressed, what, 3 times in total? And imagine going in and out of the hospital without a loved one just because there's no visitors allowed in the hospital from the pandemic going on. And my last 2 surgeries were quite critical. So I could either make it or not. And of course, I'm not going to be so detailed about what my diagnosis is exactly, because that is the purpose why you should buy my book. Just so you can really know the details of my diagnosis and how I overcame and how I'm still alive right now. Sometimes I still catch myself wondering, how am I still alive with after all the shit that I've been through? And that is why that book is entitled That Shit Called Cancer, because there's really no other way to go around it. If you've been diagnosed with a health issue, you know what I'm talking about. Dealing with health is shitty. There's so many things that sometimes stops you from thriving. And winning day by day becomes a choice. So this book is created out of my frustration to live life and live my full potential. So the book is divided into 5 different parts that speaks about the different emotions that you go through when you receive a health diagnosis or any life trauma in general, such as there's the bargaining, then you go on anger, then you go on grief. There's also, of course, the final stage, which is acceptance. And I am missing one more thing. Denial. There you go. So those are the 5 stages you go through when you experience a life trauma, because your system still cannot comprehend it. And in my book, I divided each chapter into 4 parts, which includes 2 self-sabotaging thoughts that every cancer survivor goes through, and 2 winning affirmations to counter each of those thoughts. Because, come on, we're humans, right? And when we get diagnosed with something like cancer, we cannot help but think of the worst case scenarios, of possible damages, and even death. All these things come to mind, and it's very, very normal, mind you, that you experience these things. I'm not always jolly, jolly, happy, happy, winning, winning. I have days when I question my existence and even religion. But I rest in the knowledge that this is all a temporary thought and feeling, and that I'm going to be able to bounce back, which is why I wrote this book. Because even with myself, I still see it and read it and make sure that I apply my own preaching, because there are days when I just really don't want to get out of bed, and all I could think about are hopeless thoughts. But then I read my book and realize that, oh, I am loved and supported. I am cared for. These feelings are temporary. I am going to adjust with the uncomfortable and accept the fact that life is different from here on, but it doesn't mean it's bad. It's just different. Now, what sets my book apart from other books would be tackling topics that you don't normally find in the hospital or in Google. Because let's admit, when you go to the hospital, they take care of your symptoms. It's more of the physical stuff. What do you eat? What cream do you put on your burnt skin? How do you recover from surgery? It's all physical remedies. But then when you're going through a health problem, you're usually stuck in your own thoughts, right? You're usually by yourself, and you entertain all these crazy ideas that could eventually spiral you down to depression, or worse, hopelessness and not having the will to keep on. And having a perspective from a survivor herself, like myself, who's been through cancer 4 times, not just once, but 4 times, will really yank you out of your self-pitying. And I also included practical tips such as how to date, because I am currently actively dating, and I'm happy to announce that I am seeing someone constantly right now. So I guess all my practical tips, especially from the last episode, truly worked. There's also ways to disclose your diagnosis at work, finding the right medical team for you, how to tweak your diet into something healthier without going extreme, and how to feel good about yourself after going through the poisoning, the cutting, and the burning. It is a lot to handle. Could you believe it? I wrote a fucking book out of my misery and my life hurdle. And I would love to share it to you. Maybe the title comes off a little too strong, but that is the reality. That cancer is shitty, but there's ways to navigate so you can win your life back. And these things are worth talking about, because as we know in the society, talking about something negative can be taboo, because we all want the positive things. We all want the happy, happy-go-lucky stuff. But sometimes we forget that in order for us to heal it all, we gotta feel it all. We gotta feel every pain and every tragedy that we experience, just so we could get over it. Because the more we escape from it, the more it's gonna bite us hard in the ass eventually. So might as well deal with it now. And in this book, I kept affirming that whatever it is that's going on in your mind that seems to be extreme is totally legit and valid, because you are human. We all go through shit. It's just a matter of how do we make a spin-off out of the shit that we're dealt with? How do we live life from here on knowing that this could be your final breath? That your moments on earth may be counted physically. In my case, I have just learned how to love myself more and really choose the company I keep and really rolling with my purpose. And that is why I got propelled to do this podcast again, because I know I've been missing in action, and I haven't been very proactive with the podcast. So, yep, here I am. And I hope that listening to this will inspire you to see life in a very different way, in a more inspiring and appreciative lens. Now, the book that I wrote is ideal for someone who just got diagnosed and doesn't know what to do because you're lost in your own thoughts, and someone who's been out of the journey and still looking to connect. Because sometimes, let's admit, if you're not diagnosed, you don't really understand what goes on in the mind of a survivor. It only takes one to know one to really, really understand the pain, the trauma, the fear that we go through. So I hope that you grab a copy of the book. And if you're in the Philippines, please wait for my announcement on social media as I plug the details on how you can order it back home. Now, what exactly is the value that this book is going to offer for you? If you're not a survivor, maybe you know someone. Well, you're going to actually see how we think, how we feel, what our insecurities are, and what kind of support we need. Because sometimes we cannot just have this energy to educate people. Come on, we're dealing with a diagnosis. And sometimes it's just hard to be the one to tell people how to treat us. And this book will just explain exactly what goes on in the mind of a survivor, how we see things, how we perceive our new reality, and it will give you a better understanding and coping skills to support someone in your life going through a health diagnosis like cancer. And in any case, you're not a survivor and you still want to read the book, you will see life differently. You're going to begin to appreciate the little things that you take for granted, such as having the energy to do things, having that time outside the hospital. Did you guys know that right now I am still on active treatment? I've been doing my chemotherapy, which is Carbogem, every 3 weeks. And whenever I get the Carbogem, I feel like crap the second and third day, that it was so hard to function. And sometimes I wish I don't have to go through this. My last infusion, they poked me 5 times to get an IV in. Can you imagine? So my right arm is all bruised and blue, and I feel horrible second and third day. I feel so lethargic, not inspired to do anything. I just want to roll in bed and sit with uncomfortable feeling, even if I really don't want to. And I would just look at social media and get very, very jealous of the people who have that energy and freedom. So if you're listening to this podcast and you're not going through a health diagnosis, wow, celebrate and enjoy life and be super thankful to the universe, to God, or whoever it is that you believe gave you life. Because sometimes it takes someone in the deeper shit to make you see how great your life is. Really, don't take life for granted. Don't take your energy for granted. And of course, your family. I've been dealing with this far away from my immediate family. They're all in the Philippines. And yet I'm still here. I'm still here sharing this story. Not because of fame or because I want to be noticed. It's because I want people to really see that life should not be wasted into some petty complaints. I wish I knew all of this when I was younger. Not that I regret this, but I did a lot of wasting during my youth, complaining about little things and desiring for the most superficial stuff, when actually I could enjoy life in such a way that there is a purpose and meaning to it. Now, this is the goal. And that's why this book is written. Because I want my story to be immortalized. A story of resilience. Living in a first world country by myself, far away from family. And dealing with a metastatic breast cancer for 4 fucking times. Coming in and out of the hospital, during the global pandemic. This book is the birth of my resilient spirit. This is my spirit come to life. So I put so much hard work doing this book. And you know what? The journey to becoming a self-published author has been very interesting so far. I think you have a lot of control when you're doing the self-publishing route compared to a traditional publisher. But I guess it's not for everybody, because you do need to put in the work when you're self-publishing. And I don't mind that, because I've always been a hardworking person anyway. I mean, hello, if I was able to wing cancer 4 times, then maybe selling a book isn't so bad, right? But I'm really happy that I took this route, because now I can really feel so close and intimate with my listeners and my followers here in this podcast and on social media. So if you ever grab the copy of the book, please give me a feedback. I would love to hear your thoughts about what I wrote. Did it resonate with you? Did something hit a spot? Or is there something I could have done better? Just to let you know, I'm writing the second book right now. I think I'm on the writing bug, and your feedback would mean a lot. Please do send me your feedback at jamiewins.com, which is my official website. I would love to hear your thoughts. And I hope that if you're a cancer survivor, it will really help you propel through life with so much energy, gratitude, and resilience. Because I know it's not easy. And that is why I was missing in action, because I didn't have the balls to come out on social media feeling all beaten up from my surgeries and chemotherapy. But now I am considered in a stable status, thank you God, which is why I'm back and talking. And I hope that hearing from me made you smile again. I appreciate that you guys have been following my journey all this time, whoever you are, wherever you are in this world. Whatever it is that you're going through, know that someone here is rooting for you. The fact that you ended up listening to my podcast, it means that you are meant to hear this message, that you are capable of overcoming your life obstacles, and that your life is worth it. So please keep on and carry on. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast today, you guys. Again, your feedback would be highly appreciated. And I do hope that you check out my book on Amazon entitled That Shit Called Cancer, The Not-So-Subtle Art of Winning Your Life Back, written by yours truly, Jamie Wins. And it's a self-help slash story about my metastatic breast cancer survivorship, where I dealt with it 4 times now. Oh my God, that bitch, right? But I'm still here, winning every single day. No matter how big or small, I celebrate the little victories, such as getting out of bed, breathing, functioning, and alive. I do hope to hear from you, and I hope that I will speak to you again on the next podcast episode. This is Jamie signing off, and I wish you all a wonderful, wonderful week ahead, filled with abundance, love, joy, good health, and contentment. Let's keep rocking.